We have got to go right now.
Okay, go, baby. Go, 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 go.
What's going on?
I was kind of involved in bank robbing. When I got into witness protection, I knew I wasn't going to be that guy anymore.
You're a bank robber?
I did the getaway driving part.
Who are you?
I buried something that Alex wants.
We were best friends and you betrayed me.
All right, let's go.
Okay, here's the deal. The mere appearance of Dax Shepard in a movie makes me cringe. In Hit and Run, he's a triple threat, but not in a good way. Shepard stars in the film, which he also wrote and directed, and he pollutes the movie from beginning to end. The story follows a man in the witness protection program who blows his cover to help his girlfriend get a new job in LA. I get what Shepard's trying to do here, which is to pay homage to the 70s grindhouse road racing films. However, he thinks he's so clever, directing unwitty, improvised dialogue with himself and real-life girlfriend Kristen Bell, but neither is very good at what they do in this film. Loud, obnoxious, and stupid, Hit and Run is a fiery wreck. I'd rather be put feet first into a wood chipper than watch it again. Hit and Run gets 1.5 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.